commission. I'll see you tomorrow. I might be a bit late, but I will be there this time. So call me back tonight, anyway.
Who'd have thought it? Thanks to my expose, all hell broke loose for Ray High as the porno pen pal story burst upon us this week. It started harmlessly enough when pretty American 15-year-old Rosalind Nathan wrote to her pop hero Ray High. One-time psychedelic flower child, now turned alcoholic vegetable, frantically encouraged a sordid series of what can only be described as letters. This steamy correspondence climaxed in this wide-eyed innocent 14-year-old's now infamous photo with its suggestion of nakedness, underage necrophilia and incest. High issued a series of what can only be described as instructions by return of post, allegedly inducting this vulnerable little waif into his so-called secrets of stardom. She opened her heart to him. She loved to sing, but he seized upon her gullibility to test out his weird theories. Why did he encourage her? What was he after? Was she pushed? I think we should be told. Now there's been a dramatic new development. Although Ray High's albums have been re-released this week, decent, normal people will be more interested in young Rosalind. She's a brilliant songwriter, a brilliant singer, and with my help has just released a brilliant new record. I predict a smash hit for this talented, sexy, nubile young singer, so rudely abused by that slimeball Ray High.
What the fuck are you doing here, Ruth? You come to gloat, have you?
I'm with Rastus.
Rastus? You? Rastus?
Yeah, I'm staying here as his guest. He's worried about the scandal. Thinks it could be the end of it.